I would be honored to lead us in a meditation for several minutes. And I'd like to suggest that this meditation be a meditation on inner peace. Or let me say that another way. What am I really trying to suggest here? I'd like to suggest that in the meditation, we just let inner peace take the reins. We let that inner sanctum, that sacred heart, that I, E-Y-E, or I, as in I am, as you prefer, that we just let that facet of self and facet of life just take over. And in fact, we could start that now. I will push a button here and be right with us. And whenever you feel ready and as you feel ready, just please let yourself sink into or let go into or be taken over by that special God self, that intimate you, that real you inside, where all the truth of life lives, where that perch over the forest of life has you sitting on it, and where the wise inner sage that you are is alive and well. And let yourself again just be drawn magnetically into that space. Let your mind, let your body, let your energy, let your whole human consciousness just let go, just drift into this I of life. And just be absorbed, so absorbed that bit by bit you notice that you're looking at what we would call your life through the singular I of your heart, through that inner eye of the divine presence that you are. And as you are there, I'm just going to express some words, but please feel free to just let your mind ignore my words, because my sense is just in these few moments that inner real self, that divine being that you are, just might want to give you a certain kind of view or picture, or it might want to give you a certain intuitive knowing, or it might want to present to you a special aha or awareness, or it might want just to hold you in its welcoming, loving embrace in a way that leaves you feeling like, wow, I'm home. Whatever it is, please pay more attention to that than to these words. This is a magic moment. In fact, the theory says that this is the only moment that there is. There is no longer the moment that came before this. There may never be the moment that might come after this. All we have, inside and outside of time both, is this special, special now. This now where, if you look at it in and through the eyes of the now that you are, this now invites and implies that you are all there is, and that part of this you is everything that otherwise we tend to say is the world outside of us. But it's all you. All you. Everything that you see, your friends, life circumstances, life path, generations, it's all a different facet of who you are. And if you will, it's just a mirror that you look into, seeing this facet of yourself, that facet of yourself, because just as internally you are the divine source, the creative force of life, so equally are you one creation, which is the person with your name, and all creation. You are all creation, and so you are everyone else on this call. You are every human being. You are every planet in this solar system. You are the very light field that this universe finds its play in. You are everything. It's a big, big vision. It's a big truth to grasp. It's one that, from the point of view of the littleness of us, we forget. But we've come to this moment, to this now, to remember that we are source, we are creation, we are expression, we are individual expression, and we are every expression. And experience what it's like right now to live in the middle of all of that, to be that source, to be that expression individually and collectively, to be everything and then to be nothing. To be it all and to be in the eye of the storm, in the eye of life, in the soul of life, to be the deepest wisdom that says, ah, I am everything and I am here to experience everything from the perspective of the divine. There's my inner self. And from the perspective of creation, there's my individual self. And from the perspective of collective creation, there's it all, and I am it. What does that feel like right now, to be all of that? For me, it's a feeling of deep, deep inner peace, a deep space where the perfection of it all just holds sway in this moment and just captures my attention, captures my energy, and delightfully, delightfully holds me in that sacred truth. And with that image, with that sacred truth, with that precious, precious space of being, it's our time now to end this hour together. And as we're letting ourselves move our focus a little bit from this meditative space out into this world, my invitation is to carry that inner home, that real self, that inner wisdom, that deepest truth that we've been hanging out in and with us into this moment as we open our eyes, into this moment as we open our mouth, into this moment as we move our muscles, into this moment as we move into the next activity, into this moment where all of life is this glorious play that we are privileged to be in.